Hello there, Fatitude Era fans. Holy shit, we're fucking back.
Hey!
You know what that means? That means you better sponsor us so we don't go away again.
Yeah, I mean, like, seriously, it's like, you guys get this for free. You're always going to get it for free. But if you have something to fucking add to the podcast, no pun intended,
yeah,
do it.
Do a fucking ad, bro.
You got artwork?
We'll do an ad for you. You got fucking a store that sells 90 fashion? We'll do an ad for you. Guess what? Anything you want to fucking pimp on the podcast, it's really fucking cheap, bro. Just contact
me. if you want to pay us $20 one week to call your mom a fat bitch, we'll do it. I mean, I won't be happy about it, but we'll do it.
I'll be happy. Anyway, so yeah, get in touch with us, man. TheFatitudeEra@gmail.com. If you want to fucking get sponsored and shit and everything like that, and we'll fucking
They don't get sponsored. We get sponsored.
They're getting an ad.
Yeah, but we get sponsored.
Fuck you. On with the show.
My name's, I'm Tom Washington.
Tom Washington?
Yeah.
And you're listening to the Fatitude Era.
Fatitude Era is what I'm listening at?
Yeah, you're listening to the Fatitude Era. Just say it.
Oh, I did that already. Fuck you, you're wrong. Fuck you, we're right.
Back, motherfuckers.
We're taking over your dinner table, damn straight. I'm your host, Jackknife Jess Smith, joined by the black and red to my black and white,
El Hordano Diablo.
And the third member of our show, the Eric Bischoff in our new weight obesity, Pete Milk, the Lord and Savior. Pete, say fucking hello!
What's going on?
We're fucking
Pete Mix. P-Mix. Not a remix, it's a P-Mix.
What's going on? It's good to be back. Dude, I'm so fucking happy right now.
What are we at? Like 3 months? Almost 3 months?
Almost.
Yeah, almost 3 months. So we took, you know what? Don't even get mad, people. We took a summer break in the middle of winter because
exactly.
We're poor.
Exactly. We're going to have Christmas in July this year, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Jess kind of looks like a young Santa.
Yeah, so we got that going for us.
And I look like a balding Mrs. Claus.
There you go. Oh, man. But yeah, man, it is fucking to be back.
Or am I more of a Krampus?
yeah, definitely.
It is. We've been stoked on this. I know we said we'd be back at the end of April, but it worked out better to be back at the beginning of May. So
yeah, financially. Yeah. but yeah, man, we're fucking back.
Yeah, dude, we're alive and well. We're not like whiny little fucks right now. Well, it's kind of a good thing, you know?
Well is kind of pushing it, but
Well, I feel like well is the best word. Like, we're not great. We're well.
We're not even good. We're well. Yeah.
You're still breathing.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
Unfortunately.
I mean, I'm kind of sad to say I've lost a little bit of weight, and that's not due to me trying. It's just because I've been poor.
It's just because I have to maintain the image of the show.
Yes, Jess just eats off my plate.
Exactly.
Like, I get, like, you know, I get like a quarter pounder. Jess gets a double quarter pounder and half my quarter pounder.
Yes, there you go. I like three quarters of a pounder.
I only get eighth pounders.
Eighth pounder for me, please.
Every time he does that, he takes me to Pound Town. You know?
Hi, I know you guys aren't too great at substitutions here at McDonald's, but can you take my half of my quarter pounder, which would be an eighth pounder, and put it onto his quarter pounder.
Dude, if you did that to somebody at McDonald's, their fucking head would explode.
All of a sudden, you're fucking Jack Black. Can I have half Coca-Cola, half Diet Coke?
No, dude.
Because I'm trying to watch my figure.
No, at McDonald's, would be like, all right, so I want like an eighth of a burger. Like, you want a burger and some weed? Like,
I mean, I could sell you some. I'm making 15 an hour now, so.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, fucking.
Oh, man.
That's going to sound like it was edited, like I said something bad after it.
Oh, man. So
where are we at? How are we starting this bad boy?
Well, obviously, you know, we're going to do it the same way we always do it. Nothing changes.
Nope.
We haven't learned.
Nothing changes when you're a telemarketer.
Yeah, we're going to go current main event.
Same pitch?
Yeah.
Same pitch?
Oh, that, by the way, before we get into current main events, Jordan is fucking employed now.
Employed as fuck, dude.
Yeah, it's about time. So finally, I won't be picking up the entire fucking bill for
nope,
this.
Nope, not 100%.
It only took him getting evicted.
Exactly.
Almost evicted.
Almost
evicted. I still live at my place.
Mattress was on the curb, but still.
Was it really?
No.
There was a mattress
on the
curb. So
you got lightweight threatened eviction.
Yeah, kind of. It was more like a kick in the ass than anything. Okay.
Well, I'm glad you still have a home. I'm glad you have a job.
Yep, I still call that box my home.
Yeah, man. And I'm
I forget her name though.
Yeah. What's fucked up is, you know, we for those of you that don't know, we both got hit with eviction notices at the same time.
Yeah, within 3 days of each other.
And I was just like, fuck, we better go on hiatus.
Tiller, do you have a beer by any chance? Sorry, I don't mean to be unprofessional.
I don't. I got one tall can.
All right, gotcha. If I sent you up to the store, people want to hear this shit. This is like behind the scenes shit. If I send you up with my card,
yeah.
All right, cool. Ty's, I've never drank during our podcast before. No, dude. I mean, they're gonna. Yeah, this ghetto ass store is gonna be like, "Are you Jordan Ostrica?"
I got the same kind of card.
Dude, look at that. We're card bros.
We got Skylight. Don't take. You probably have more money on your Skylight.
Yeah, so don't try to switch them because I don't want to. I'm already broke.
Anyway.
I don't know. Just get like a 12er of.
This is the real shit. Folks.
I know, dude. This is fucking great. People are gonna love this. I thought this was wrestling.
Please keep
This is not getting. Nothing is getting cut out.
This
tonight.
Is fucking Dogma 95 of podcasting right now. Like,
I don't know. If they have Molson Canadian, get a 12 pack of that. If they don't, get Labatt. If they don't have that, just get like PBR.
Sure.
All right. If it's like $14, don't get it. But like if. And then just get PBR if that's...
If it's more than 14, Steve.
Just don't spend a shit ton of money. Oh, give me a pack of smokes, too. Yeah. All right, dude. All right. Sorry. I'm not sorry about that, though. That's the good shit. That's the meat right there.
That's
people more. Actually learned my real last name for people who don't know.
But we should bleep it.
Pete, take out my real last name.
but yeah. So moving into the actual show.
Oh wait, we're gonna talk about wrestling?
Yeah.
Is that what this is about?
Why would we do that?
I know, dude. Well, you know what's the fucked up thing is? Like, before we get into it, is like, it's getting good finally. Like, we took a 3 month break and wrestling started to get better last week.
Yeah. It's crazy. We're gonna go into current main events. There isn't really much to talk about. I mean, obviously, because you know we've missed a fucking. Well, we haven't talked. I mean, we didn't miss it.
No, we watched it.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it.
But our fans who watch wrestling, I mean, they know what happened.
Yeah, they know. For those of you that don't know, maybe you should know. Just saying. But yeah, current main events. The one thing, three things I mainly want to talk about.
All right.
You know, obviously, we don't really need to talk about WrestleMania. It was okay. Gallows and fucking Anderson
coming in.
For those of you that don't know, Bullet Club, big thing in Japan. Basically, it's like a more crazy version of DX from the 90s.
Yeah,
and
it's like kind of NWO-ish too.
Exactly, which is fitting. So Gallows and Anderson came to WWE. A lot of people thought that they were going to be mainly on NXT, but they came up to main roster. And from what it looks like, you know, Jordan was talking about in one of our previous episodes. A big event happening, what would be big is WWE putting together their version of a Bullet Club. You know what I mean? That could be a game changer. And, you know, it definitely was. I mean, from the time they debuted, it was just brutal. You know what I mean? Just a brutal attack and everything like that. And
it was very, 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 very outsiders-esque. And, like, they even have, like, that... I like that they kind of wear the outsider's garb.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? Like, it's an homage, you will.
It's an homage, yes. But yeah.
We say it in Britain because there's a fucking H.
Yeah, exactly. Eddie Izzard right there. But yeah, and, you know, so basically my opinion is it's about fucking time because they've been talking about, you know, in this past week, you know, because we had Payback and, you know, Raw, they were talking about this new era that's going to be happening in WWE. It's about time, you know what I mean, and bring you know the trumpeter of this parade is Shane O'Mac. He fucking came back, you know,
and
that's the thing. Jordan fucking called it. He said he wanted to see Shane come back in some form. What he didn't realize was that he was going to be getting one of the fucking only good matches of WrestleMania 32.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, Shane is finally back.
Shane O'McFoley.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so stoked, dude. Like, yeah. Beyond stoked for it.
For sure.
It's gonna be great.
What else? All right. Well, what else do we got?
The other thing I want to talk about, Payback, bro.
Oh my god, yeah, dude. I watched it last night. Well, actually, I pretty much kind of watched it with Jess. I've been doing this thing where I get drunk by myself, but I exit out at being myself by calling like my really good friends and talking to them on the phone for a couple hours.
I get a call at 2 a.m. last night. Right?
No, was it that late?
Yeah, it was, motherfucker. We got off the phone at 3. Actually, it was probably like a little bit earlier, like 1:30.
Yeah.
He calls me. And he's just like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm just like, I'm in bed. And he's like, I'm watching Payback. You should watch it with me. I'm like, I already watched it. He's like, well, just fucking stay on the phone while I do it. And I did. We were smoker's cough.
Yeah, Jess is dying.
But we were just talking about, you know, first we started talking about the podcast and how excited we were to be back and everything like that. And then we just started talking about, like, I was just sitting there going, okay, watch this. This is going to happen next.
Yeah.
And we were doing like a live review. I wish we were.
It was kind of like a live review, but like, because I had like the volume turned down for the most part, except for the parts that you told me to, it was like we were our own commentator.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, this is stupid. Why are they doing this? Oh, hey, that's a good match, actually. But yeah, fucking Payback, man. If you didn't watch it, get on the network, man. Watch that shit. Yeah, because
that was arguably the best pay-per-view I've seen in a few years. Yeah, even.
It was just solid. You know what I mean? And you know, obviously Reigns went over. Styles, but that's okay.
But that match.
Yeah, I mean, that match was great. And on top of that, I think it's just gonna add more to Styles' imminent heel turn.
Yeah,
because the way that they're booking it, it's obvious they're gonna be doing a Bullet Club thing. And God, you know, God bless them for it. Yeah, I'm so happy.
It'll be good.
I am so fucking happy. You know, but I mean, that's current main events. You know,
pretty much. I mean, like, if there's anything you guys want us to fucking talk about,
we'll give our 2 cents.
Like the way we kind of viewed this last night when we were talking about it was just like, we were gonna come in because like, we want to do something like this show. We want it to be fucking fun. Yeah. We've been gone for 3 months. We want it to be a goddamn banger.
Yeah.
So it was like, current main events. You guys watch fucking wrestling. Just,
you know.
You know. What do our fucking fat ass opinions mean to anybody?
Exactly. So hey, what can you do? But yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Let's do this. It's time for this week's Top 10 List. All right. This week's Top 10 List is brought to you by Kazi Co., a.k.a. Kazi Custom, the recently unemployed painter. Your one-stop shop for custom art and t-shirts. Fair prices for fucking great art.
Seriously, not just great art, dude. He's fucking incredible, dude. Like, I've seen, because he was like, he worked at the same place we did, and it was just like, he had paintings hanging up in our office, and it was just like, holy shit, dude. Yeah. Like, this dude's fucking amazing.
Yeah, and on top of that, my man's talking about going into business for himself, doing this thing where he fucking takes a wall in your house and makes it into a fucking space scene. It's awesome. And it's going to be all glow in the dark and shit. It's going to be rad. Yeah, so I'm excited, man. I'm excited. And, you know, so be sure to check him out, Kazi Co., Kazi Customs. Go on his website, CAZEE.CO.
Love you, Kazi. You better listen to this.
Starting a revolution ain't fucking cheap, so support him now before his paintings skyrocket in fucking price.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just check him out, man. Kazi Co., gotta love him. All right, so we decided that with our comeback episode, we wanted to do something really special with our top 10 list. So we're doing the top 10 entrance theme replacements. So basically, we're going to take a wrestler, we're going to get rid of their old theme, and we're going to replace it with something fucking brilliant, right? It's going to be great. Now, all right, so number 10, we take the ever so loved Roman Reigns, and we're going to replace his song with a pretty fitting song, which is this little number right here. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares. Nobody loves me. Nobody loves me.
What fucking band is that?
It's Limp Bizkit.
Oh, God.
Nobody Loves Me by Limp Bizkit. Oh, shit.
So, number 9.
Number nine, right? We take Vince McMahon's because he's been using the same fucking Yeah, the same music for fucking
almost 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Almost 20 years.
We need to make it more of his character, right? Mm-hmm. So here's what I'm thinking.
Dude, it would totally work with the strut. That's what I came out to at the roast. That was my entrance music at the roast.
Nice. Oh, man. So I think it'd be fitting. I mean, I think he's, you know, he's pretty much the emperor.
All right. So real quick, I said this joke to somebody the other day. We were actually talking about the roast and how I came out to the Imperial March. Anybody who watches wrestling and knows Mick Foley's fucking music, it would have been way better for me to come out to because it starts with a car crash.
That would be great. That would be awesome. All right. So number eight, the New Day.
The New Day.
Right?
My guys.
Since they've decided to, you know, get a very pastel colored, you know, outfit and everything like that.
Brown's not a pastel color.
Yeah. This weird sort of flamboyant color. Yeah. I figured it's only fitting we give them this one.
I'm super. Thanks for asking.
I can totally picture Xavier Woods, like, running around singing this.
Nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're drunk. You think I look cute in this hat?
Right on, right on.
I figured that would be fitting. I mean, you know, if they want to rock that style, that's cool with me.
Number seven. Oh, dude, I'm down.
All right, number seven. We're going to take Jake the Snake Roberts, right? And this is mainly for the 20 years after he left WWE. But we're going to be using a modern song with it. And it's this little number.
What is that?
I'm in love with the Coco because he's a crackhead. I hate that song so much, dude.
I know, but it's fucking
it's
perfect,
so
though.
Bad. I know it is perfect, but I hate that song.
I love my life so much right now. I have so much fun doing that shit.
All right, what's up? What's next?
Well, number six, we have Sami Zayn. Now, Sami Zayn is.
This was one of mine.
Yeah, this was one of Jordan's, which I give him props because I haven't heard this song in a long fucking time.
Ty and Pete will both appreciate this.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. So with Sami Zayn, we decided to go with this little number.
Fuck you, Rudy!
No, it doesn't. Pete goes, no, it doesn't. I fucking love that song. It's like my anthem. What do we got next? Next.
All right, here's another one from Jordan. I don't get this one. I mean, it's more of a pun than anything, but he decided that he was going to take the fucking...
The Rock's new theme.
Yeah, The Rock's new theme is going to be this one.
I thought it was funny. You watch when they redo Rocky in fucking 10 years, Rock's gonna be playing him, and everybody's gonna be like, holy shit, Hordano's a prophet.
Hordano's a prophet, Jesus Christ.
No, that's the Lord and Savior. I'm a prophet.
What the fuck?
It should be Hordano can't make a prophet.
Not really. Not at our job.
Fuck you guys. All
sorry.
Y'all.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I take joke. I take joke well.
I take joke.
I take joke well. But you better not do multiple jokes or I'll cry. All right, what do we got next?
All right, so next one, Kevin Owens, because everybody on the internet likes to talk shit about the man's weight. It's only fitting that we change his theme to this.
He goes, hell yeah. Who's fat?
So that's fitting. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
This is like the most fun I've had with the top 10 list in a long time, dude.
I agree.
In like 3 months.
I agree. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. We haven't had that good of a top 10 list in 3 months.
Well, no, what people don't understand is, like, we were actually recording this podcast every other week, and, like, we just hated them all. So yeah, we just shelved it.
Deleted them all. That's like, what, $400 down the drain, roughly? No, but, okay. So the next one is for, fittingly, CM Punk. Because in honor of Payback and the fact that the Chicago crowd decided to yell his fucking name so loudly.
Yeah, that was funny.
And he decided to tell Vince one thing, and that thing was...
Take this job and shove it! I ain't working no more! Couple of niggas called a beast, got a movie for. You see that guy's thing away, he's walking
out the door. Take this job and shove it, I ain't working no more. I fucking love the Dead Kennedys.
Hell yeah.
Who doesn't love the Dead Kennedys? I mean, if you
morons.
I mean, if you don't love the Dead Kennedys, you're wrong.
I'm going to go ahead and say conservative people probably don't like Jello Biafra that much.
Probably not. I mean, that's a pretty fair assumption. And this last one, now, if you're easily offended, you might want to skip like a minute ahead during the ad, because this one's pretty fucked up. But it was so worth it to do it.
This is number two, right?
No, this is number one.
Oh, number...
Yeah.
Wait, we missed one, didn't we?
No, we didn't. We didn't. I took out the John Cena one and replaced it with the Kevin Owens one.
Oh, no, but we're missing one.
Which one?
Oh,
yeah, Hogan.
Yeah,
right.
Hogan.
Okay.
Hogan.
Cut back and do that again. Yeah, okay, so number two, we're going to go to one of our favorite people to rag on, the one and only Hulk Hogan, right? And I figured, God damn it, we gotta have a more meaningful song for
him.
He's
not the real American anymore.
Exactly.
So we had to find something else for him.
Yeah, and that is this little number.
I know.
Because Hogan is a Nazi.
Look out, here comes the master race.
What do you think, Pete?
What do you think of that one?
Great.
Oh, man. And finally.
The number one.
Number one. Now, if you are easily offended, you need to skip ahead maybe.
If you can't laugh at death.
Yeah.
That's really, you're going to get offended.
Yeah, you're going to get offended. And I was punishing myself trying to determine whether or not we should put this joke in. But then I said, fuck it. We're not getting a sponsorship anytime soon. So because of the way 2016 is going, we are losing wrestlers left and fucking right. And a lot of them are from ECW. So
due to massive fucking drug addiction.
Exactly. So I figured it made sense for any ECW original that's returning to WWE to have this as their theme song.
All my friends are dead. All my friends are dead. Yes, kicked in the head. All my friends are dead. All my friends are dead. All my friends are dead. Yes, kicked in the head. All my friends are dead.
I think I'm laughing harder than I was last night. So fucked up and so funny.
That's wonderful.
And that was this week's top 10 list. Are you fucking offended? Let us know in the comment sections below. Rest in peace, China. We'll be right back on the Fatitude Era after these messages. Hey, are you looking for some fab 90s fashion? Well, get down to Catitude Vintage, located conveniently in Mahal's in Lakewood. And this place has great prices that will make you so surprised, more surprised than when Topanga kissed Corey for the first time.
But, as you inquired, they do not have Jankos.
They do not have Jankos.
And for the record, they never made Jankos in your or my size.
And for the record, I will never shop there. No, I'm kidding. No, but seriously, check out Catitude Vintage. As I said, located conveniently in Mahal's. You be sure to check out their Facebook for their hours of operation. Tell Lawrence, make sure you tell her thank you for busting out Ty the Gatherer.
And because, you know, she did bust out Ty the Gatherer and did... What do we call this? It's called a fucking ad, something. What is it? Sponsorship.
Yeah, she's one of our sponsors.
She fucking provided the sponsorship for Ty's segment on the last episode.
Exactly. So be sure to check her out. Tell her that you're there because the Fatitude Era sent you there, and she'll give you a discount of 20 cents. Catitude Vintage. Check it out.
Also known as Booplex City.
Booplex City, bitch! Now, you may be sitting here looking at this SoundCloud player or the iTunes player, and you might notice that sexy-looking logo in the corner. That was done by Kidney Leans, Adam Paduke, a very nice guy, and you can check out all of his fantastic work at kidneyleans.com. That's right, this dude has a website. You can contact him there, get in touch with it, and get your own special logo made. In fact, he's a great guy. He's going to be doing one of our T-shirt designs pretty soon. So get in touch with him, let him know what you want, and he'll do it for a pretty fair price. Kidneyleans.com. Check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tommy's Challenge!
Hey, you Ming Hags, this is what's left of Caitlyn Jenner's dick here, aka fan Tommy Echo. I'm gonna challenge you guys. 2 minutes, as many Hulk Hogan jokes as you can. Have fun, fuckheads.
Alright, so we're going to make as many Hulk Hogan jokes as we can in a span of 2 minutes.
2 minutes
is a long
time. We have
Ty on a timer, and you know what, Pete,
It's a timer!
Yeah, it's a timer! Nice! Yeah, and we're going to have Pete, he's going to be the judge of the competition.
But why?
Because only Pete can judge
me. People, that is going to be on a Fatitude Era t-shirt. It's going to be Pete as Jesus, and on the back it's going to say only Pete can judge me.
Exactly.
With an inverted cross.
Right.
Alright, so we're going to start this shit. On 3, 2, 1, start. Jordan, go.
All right, Hulk Hogan with the red and the yellow. He looks like a fucking hairy hot dog.
Okay, ready? Now we know what he was saying when he said New World Order. Go.
Dude, you can't put me on the spot like this. You know what's funny is he wore black for way too long as Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Okay, ready? Now we know what he meant when he kept calling people brother. Go.
Do you think when he listened to the Fatitude Era Heil Hulkster, he was happy about it or sad about it? Because we know he listened to it.
Oh my God.
We actually got a cease and desist from Hulk Hogan.
That count as two jokes? I think that counts as two. Pete, does that count as two?
Sure.
Okay, that counts as two. Alright, okay. God, this is fucking harder than I thought, man. Okay,
I got one.
Okay, go.
Do you think Do you think Hulk Hogan was jealous of Ted DiBiase when Virgil was his manservant?
Probably. That's fucking great. Oh my God. Oh my God. Hogan knows best about hating black people.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, dude. I'm just gonna say it. Thunder in Paradise.
His new finisher is called the Burning Cross. Ty, where are we at on time?
You got 25 seconds.
25 seconds, go.
Suburban Commando. Suburban Nazi Commando. Mr. Nazi.
Suburban SS Commando.
No holds barred, only blacks.
10 seconds.
Okay, you ready for this? All right. Hogan's new finisher is called the one, the only, the final solution! Hey!
Oh, it's called the Iron Curtain, brother.
Okay. Wow. That was harder than I fucking
thought. Yeah, way fucking harder. And
dude, holy shit.
We did it.
Yeah, we did it.
We did it, so.
I mean, I think
you're welcome, Tommy.
We got what, like 20 jokes in there?
I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so now we determine the winner. Who is the winner of Only Pete Can Judge Me, Pete?
Well, I must say, Giordano's opening joke made me laugh really hard on the inside, even though I didn't emote it. It just like was so ridiculous and off the wall. But I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to give it to Jess.
All right, right on. I can deal with that.
I will say that joke really tickled my funny bone.
Which one?
He looks like a hot dog or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man!
What I meant to say, because that was like the only joke I had pre-thought of when we knew we were going to do this. I meant to say he looks like a Speedway hot dog.
Yeah, I think you said he looks like a hairy hot dog, and that, those the alliteration of it and just the thought of a hairy hot dog.
Now is it like a hot dog that's been dropped on the floor and now
with
it has
ketchup
like
and mustard on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but what I'm saying like is it just like literally a hot dog just covered in fucking fur?
Blonde, like, I just pictured if Nate Kelly was a hot dog. our friend Nate, yeah. Friend of the show.
Oh, dude, you're going to get a text about that one.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, man. So, okay. So for those of you
that... That was awesome, dude. I would like, and I think they were both great. I think you made me laugh really fucking hard like 3 times. So, like, I'm okay with you winning. Fucking anybody who listens to the show, post on our Facebook page, start a fucking war about it.
You know what? And that's the thing. Like, the reason we called it Tommy's Challenge is because Tommy's a big fucking fan of the show. And he randomly texted me during the hiatus. He's like, when you come back, I want you guys to do as many Hulk Hogan jokes as you can. And I was like, well, what's the deal? He's like, 2 minutes. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, what if we turn it into a segment and call it Tommy's Challenge? He's like, I'm in. So I mean, but you can feel free to shoot us other, you know, other,
like, if you have a challenge you want us to do, fucking, yeah. Because that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was I felt like we were on fucking Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Best 2 minutes I've had since
Whose Buffet Line Is
Saturday.
It Anyway?
why did you let Jordan tell his joke about how fast he comes?
I don't really. They come fast because I'm that good. All right, so I got a couple. Since we're kind of like at a standstill right now, I got a couple things I came up with today. It's like, all right, so say me and Jess somehow, in some way, the WWE asks us, hey, we want you to host Raw one time.
Yeah.
And we're like, all right, well, we want to come out to the Cena music. Well, everybody boos Cena when he comes out, but I feel like everybody would just be like, food. Also, I came up with another one everybody who watches wrestling, everybody knows how fucking awesome Enzo Amore and Cass are. Yeah. Like, they're arguably the best tag team besides the New Day right now. And they get the biggest pops. But I was going to say for you and me, what one of us would say is, bada boom baba, chubbiest guys in the room, how you foodin'?
Oh, man. But yeah, man. So, and that's the thing. It will only be Tommy's challenge when Tommy gives us an actual challenge. I don't know why my alarm just went off at 10:30 at night.
Because you're supposed to get up at 10:30 in the morning and your dipshit ass sent it for 10:30 p.m.
Probably. But yeah, so and so if any other fans, you know, they want to shoot us a challenge, man, I will be totally into making this like a viewer mail segment.
Yeah,
you know
for what sure. I mean? No, 100%.
That'd be rad. But yeah.
We want to get people involved, dude. We're back. Like, we're back and we're back with a fucking bang, dude.
Dude, it's going to be great. And you know what? We wouldn't be back without one thing, and that is... El Hordano's Lament. That's right. So this week, we're going to give you a very special El Hordano's Lament. Jordan's been thinking about this all the 3 months of the hiatus. Jordan, take it away.
You know what I'm really fucking pissed off about, dude? What? I got nothing.
You're not angry?
I'm not angry, dude. My life is actually pretty fucking rad right now.
No,
I'm not
I
angry.
Don't believe it.
Jesus fucking Christ, you're worthless.
No, I'm worthless?
Dude, I've been stoked about this all fucking week, right? And I'm sitting there. I texted you on Saturday saying, you gotta lament. And you said, yes, I'll find something to lament about. But no, you come in here and you tell me that you got nothing?
All right, fine. I'm not lamenting. I'm happy. No, fuck you. I don't even care if you're mad at me.
Why
right
are
now.
You happy? There's
why
no
am
way
I happy?
Happy?
Oh, there's reasons to be happy. Want to know why I'm reasons to be happy? I predicted WWE getting better again, and look what fucking happened. I told you before, I'm a goddamn prophet. And I'm happy. Prophet. I'm a happy Christian boy.
I'm a happy Jehovah's Witness.
Dude, I'm so, like, legitimately fucking angry at you right now.
I don't doubt it.
Dude,
I mean,
I'm serious, man. Like, what the fuck? You just ruined our show.
No.
This is supposed to be our comeback episode, dude, and you come in here unprepared? This is worse than the fucking open mic.
This is supposed to be the come
the
on
open
my
mic?
Back episode.
Yeah, the fucking open
Wait,
mic,
the,
dude.
The open mic we hosted.
Yes, the one we hosted. Rowdy Rowley fucking comedy.
That was never my fault.
Dude, I love that you're fucking laughing at this. This isn't fucking funny,
you
asshole.
What? You want to know when that show started sucking? It's when you started fucking taking over it and fucking doing all that shit. You come into my fucking open mic and it's NWO.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No,
dude?
I'm not kidding.
Dude, fuck you. I'm putting you through this fucking table.
Hey,
fuck you.
Chill. This is supposed to be the come on my back episode.
What's up, you haggard asses? It's Adam the Philly Fan here coming to you live from the fucking World's Scariest Police Chases guitar case. I just want to let you know this band is so awesome. World's Scariest Police Chases with their song I Had a Time. It's the theme song to this album and this fucking podcast. You should check it out at lockandkeyco.bandcamp.com. You could also pick up their new album, Adolf Hipster. It's on vinyl as well for all you hipsters out there. So check it out. World's Scariest Police Chases, lockandkeyco.bandcamp.com. Shit, piss, dicks out.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Jess, Jordan, you guys all right? You guys good?
I guess so.
He's still an asshole.
I mean, I am. I still love you, though.
Jess, are you ready to come back into the podcast? It's been like 2 hours, dude.
Yeah, Jess quit for about an hour. And then he realized he didn't want to walk a mile to the bus stop.
I'll be honest, I barely wanted to walk out the door onto the steps.
Can I sleep at the studio?
I'll crash under your desk, Pete.
It's going to be okay, Jess.
I think we're good. Dude, you know something's going to piss me off the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's just, we'll move on.
All right, let's move on.
Let's move on.
What do we got?
Well, we got to go in the brunt of our show.
Oh.
Yeah, the motherfucking
top. We teased this.
Yeah, we did.
We teased this.
And you fuckers were waiting for 3 months for this. And you know what? Before we get into the topic discussion, I just want to say we fucking love you guys for everyone that asked us, hey, when's it coming back? Because that made us inspired to get it back quicker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We worked not to pat ourselves on the back or anything, but we worked our asses off the last 2 months to make this happen.
Yeah. And you know what? That's the thing. And it's all because of you folks, because if we didn't have listeners, probably wouldn't be continuing to do this, to be honest with you. Because, like, let's be honest, you know, I mean, this shit costs money, so yeah. Sponsor us. Anyway,
I must say I'm pretty proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Who are you helloing?
So I Pete was saying he's proud of us. All of a sudden, I feel some rubbing on my leg, and I was like, "Is Ty still down here?" But but I look down, and it's the motherfucking Brutus the Barber Beefcat, man. Like, I haven't seen him the entire episode, and he finally showed up. He's not trying to pull the wires out.
No, he wants to hear the Fatitude Era.
I know, right? We even got Brutus on our side now, and that is fucking amazing.
Good boy, Brutus.
Yeah.
God, he's the best cat.
We need to, I'm telling you, man, we need to talk to Adam, get that t-shirt of him made.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Oh, man. Dude, I'm so happy to be back. And, like, that's the thing, you know, we ended on such a down note because we were talking about Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
And now that, you know, we're back and we're all happy, let's talk about one of the greatest fucking things in the history of wrestling until it got fucked up.
Let's cue the music, if you will.
Yeah, let's cue the music.
You.
All right, cool. All right, and just let it play for a little bit over this, you know, blah blah blah.
That's the NWO thing
because I want it to be played again. It's so good.
Yeah.
So, all right.
That's right. We're talking about the motherfucking NWO, the
New World Order,
the New Weight Obesity,
New Weight Obesity, which will be the name of this episode.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, right there. We did the thing where you say the title in the actual thing.
I mean, like, seriously, dude, like, this is something I've been stoked to talk about, like, since before, like, because I knew eventually we were going to do an episode about them. Like, it was, it's what started the revolution in wrestling in the late 90s.
Yeah, I mean, it really made wrestling cool again.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like, when you had... Around that time, what did we have? We had Doink the Clown, and we had all these characters. We had the mime that came out on WWF and shit. You know, the magic mime and everything like that, you know?
Well, dude, I remember. I'll never forget, because I was 8 years old when it happened. My family from Atlanta was in town, and we went to Cedar Point. It was a Monday, and came back. And me and my dad, because they used to play Nitro back to back, so we got to catch the late show, and we got to see Scott Hall, you know, premiere on Nitro, and it was like,
and that was huge.
I mean, like, me and my dad were both like, "What the fuck is Razor Ramon?" Because this was like pre-internet, dude. This was before, like, you knew who was going where.
Yeah, and that's. That's one of the things I miss about.
Yeah.
Because, like, think about it. Like, a perfect example. Not last year, but the year before, when Sting premiered at Survivor Series, everybody knew.
Everybody knew, and it took the magic. It takes the magic out of it.
Exactly.
The internet ruined everything again.
It did. Right? Thanks, fucking Al Gore. Al Gore gave us the internet, which ruined everything, and climate change. He's a piece of fucking shit. I'm a Republican now.
I really hope that there's people in the United States that, like, think that legitimately. Like,
you're talking
Al Gore with his internet and climate change.
No, okay, so So I'm not going to say the place of where we work, though, because, you know,
no,
professionalism. But
the last thing we need is to get fired.
Yeah, we collect donations and shit. And I've had people that are just like, say, like, well, if you want change in that situation, vote for Donald Trump. And I'm just like, these people are fucking exist, like, unbelievably.
I mean, dude, if we told people what we raise money for, like, the thing is like, the shit we raise money for, aside from, like, cancer,
yeah,
like, is shit that I'm not for at all, but it pays my goddamn check, so I don't give a flying fuck. Yeah. I'm a sellout. I'm a fucking sellout.
Yeah.
We're all sellouts.
Yeah. Punk rock is
dead. You know what? And you know what else sold out? The NWO at one point.
That's true. That is definitely true, brother. I'll tell you that. But yeah, man, like I was saying, though, because fucking the NWO, Scott Hall premiering on Nitro was
in
just,
plain clothes.
Yeah, in plain clothes. And it wasn't like they were just like, you might know this guy. He was so smart.
Dude, he comes out and he goes, you know who I am, but you don't know why I'm here.
Yeah. It's just, and it's one of the coolest fucking promos ever.
It is, dude.
And what's great, though, is like, we can't, and that was totally breaking kayfabe.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know they broke kayfabe before that with the ironically the last match of Scott Hall in WWF at the Madison Square Garden,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the curtain call. What WCW was doing, WWF hadn't even thought of doing.
No, they hadn't. And like on top of that, that's the thing, dude. It's like, okay, so like in May of 1996. When Scott Hall premiered, like, it changed everything right then because it was, like, you didn't know, like WCW had been gaining momentum.
Yeah.
And then they, I mean, for what, is it 2 or 2.5 years they beat him in the ratings?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was until the Austin and McMahon feud started.
Okay, man, so maybe it wasn't 2 years.
All I'm saying is because the reason they started beating him was because Nitro premiered, and in the first episode of Nitro at the Mall of America, you had Lex Luger come in.
So, I mean, it wasn't a new trick what they did because Lex Luger was on WWF television the night before.
Yeah.
But, like, it wasn't a new trick, but, like, the way they portrayed Scott Hall is, like, the way they portrayed it was that, oh, the WWF is coming into WCW and they're going to fucking ruin shit.
Yeah. And that was smart on their part.
Very much so.
You know what I mean?
Very
so much so. So smart that when Vince bought WCW, he tried to do the opposite, where it seemed like WCW was coming to invade WWE.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just what we ended up with was something that everybody still talks about to this day if you're in the wrestling community, because it was such a moment that made wrestling cool again. You know what I mean? Because you had this group of guys, you had, you know, when it was just Hall and Nash,
yeah.
you know, when they came in and they were the outsiders, it was some of the most brutal attacks you've ever seen. And on top of that, it started to blur reality and fiction.
Yeah.
Because it was completely believable that Vince would send two of his, you know, to his competitor, two of his top guys to fuck everything up.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They absolutely did. You know, and they would do it. They would go in, fuck shit up, and then ride away in limos.
Exactly. And then, you know, the pièce de résistance, of course, was, you know, Hogan joining. And as much
which we've talked about millions of times.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That should be a testament to how special it was.
Yeah.
Because not only was the NWO special because of the way it started, but the fact is they took a guy who was a good guy the entire time.
In his career,
up to that point, and they made him the bad guy.
The worst bad guy.
Yeah, like, the worst type of fucking bad guy.
I mean, the way they turned Hogan is still to this day, I mean, we've talked about it before. I mean, like, fuck Hulk Hogan. He's a piece of shit as a person, but, like, still an entertainer, still, like, especially at that time before we all knew he was a big piece of shit.
Yeah.
But, like, to have him come in and, like, the way they turned him, dude, I mean, it was like a fucking ECW show, dude. People were throwing shit in the fucking ring.
And that was the thing. You know, I mean, you know, they had kids in that audience that had to watch a hero like Hogan fall.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That was huge, man. And to me, sadly, you know, that's up there. I think that's the best moment, is the establishment of the NWO in their history. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of great fucking moments with the NWO.
Yeah, for sure.
But just that first initial reaction, You know what I mean? And then it was strange because Hogan turned, made the NWO, and then within a month, people were all about, yeah, NWO. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they had everything. They had pay-per-views. They have hands down the best-selling t-shirt in wrestling history.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, if you're a wrestling fan, you probably got an NWO shirt.
Yeah.
I'm wearing one right now.
Yeah, you are. I had one. I mean, like, it was... It's like, and you, but the thing is, like, when you know, when you're a kid, when you were my age, you know, it was like I was 8, 9, 10 when the NWO was what it was, and it was like you hated them, yeah, but you loved them. Dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's it was you know how the old saying goes where you know you see some guy and you're just like, oh well, girls want to be with him and guys want to be him.
Yeah,
that was the NWO.
That was the NWO.
You know what I mean? Because every girl that was a wrestling fan, all five of them. Really wanted to bang the
more
NWO.
Now, more yeah. now for
that's
sure.
True. That's yeah, true.
More now,
but
oh yeah. By the way, current events, dude. The Divas. We didn't talk about this, but like the best match at WrestleMania was hands down the women's match.
Oh yeah, and that's the thing. They're no longer Divas, yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah, they're fucking women. And like, dude, that and the belt. Like, I was talking to somebody. It was like the belt looks cooler than the fucking like WWE Championship does.
Yeah,
it's. I'm all about it. And like, I know you're not a huge fan of Charlotte, like or whatever, but I think she is an amazing fucking heel champion.
Yeah, but my main problem with Charlotte is that I think she's a terrible seller. She can't sell with a shit.
No, she doesn't. Which is funny because of where, like, her pedigree, like, yeah, Ric Flair, arguably in the top 10 of best sellers but of as, all but time.
As I said, we don't really want her selling like Ric Flair because she gets hit on the, she gets hit with an open hand slap on the chest and immediately she's blading her fucking forehead.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
If she imitates her dad. No, but man, like going back to the
NWO,
you
yeah.
You know,
I just wanted to say that because that totally true. That match stole the fucking show.
Oh yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with you there. But dude, like, you know, I go back and I watch old episodes of Nitro, and you know, it's just it always hits the same way where you're just like, even you know, over 20 years later at this point,
yeah,
I'm sitting there going, this is fucking huge.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. You feel it felt special then. It still feels special now.
Yeah, and like that's and the sad part is they of course had to go and fuck it up. You know what I mean? Because the NWO was cool
when it was the original three and Eric Bischoff. That's when the NWO was like,
yeah, at its peak.
Yeah,
in WCW, and then fucking. They had to fuck it up. They started adding pretty much everybody on the roster.
Yeah.
And they made, like I said in a previous episode, they made every other storyline moot at that point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nobody cared. Nobody gave a shit about anything else. You go back and watch old Nitro episodes, the only shit that holds a candle to anything the NWO was doing is the Chris Jericho shit.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's it, dude.
That's true. And that didn't even go on for that long,
no.
Sadly. Because, well, let's be honest, he went to WWE.
And he made way more money and became a megastar, which he absolutely deserved from the moment he stepped in a ring.
Why? Because he's from Winnipeg, you idiot. Anyway. but yeah, man, I just, God, I love the NWO, and they have that great documentary on them on the network.
Oh, yeah,
I watch
it's,
all the time.
Yeah, yeah. That one, one of my favorite things the NWO ever did was when they, because, you know, they played it off as like this anti-establishment, you know,
yeah,
New World Order fucking thing.
Fucking,
when they would
the
do the
pay-per-view sold out.
Yo, sold out. But I mean, I'm more or less like, I love the shit, like they would play the segments on Nitro, where they would have NWO matches earlier in the day when nobody was in the arena,
yeah,
and it would be in black and white,
yeah,
and like that was fucking cool, dude.
And that,
you'd never seen anything like that before.
Well, yeah, and what's crazy is so many different people owe the best part of their careers to the NWO. Without the NWO, we wouldn't have the Crow Sting.
Yeah,
we would have had just basic surfer guy Sting.
Dude, we could talk about that. I mean, dude, the Hogan Sting match.
Oh yeah,
at Starrcade '97.
Yeah,
that. Like they built that match for a year and a half. Sting didn't wrestle for a year,
and they were so fucking.
And that
smart
was, dude,
with
that's
it.
Their top guy. That's WCW's number one guy.
Their number one face too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They had a number one heel.
Oh, yeah.
NWO. Hogan,
yeah.
But,
NW Hogan.
Yeah, NW Hogan. but yeah, dude, fucking just the way that they went about the Sting storyline where they had the fake Sting and everything like that.
Yeah.
And, like, you look back
who
now,
didn't look a goddamn thing like Steve Borden for at all.
But then you had just the cool moments of hit. You just see him lurking in the fucking rafters.
Yeah, that was the coolest
and then
shit.
When he finally came down from the fucking rafters, pointed the bat and shit, like... I fucking lit up.
You
dude,
you jump,
kid.
You jump ship right there. You're like, I'm on Sting's side now.
Yeah,
I want to be on Sting's side now.
Exactly, dude. And that was just such a cool fucking moment.
Yeah, totally. Because
he went from, hey guys, let's do this thing.
I'm surfer guy.
Yeah, fucking radical, right? Yeah. Until like,
I'm the crow.
Yeah, I'm Eric Draven. Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, right. Can't rain all the time. Am I right, bitches? I'm gonna go do some pills.
Victims, aren't we all?
Yeah.
That's a crow quote.
Yeah.
It's a crote.
A crote. Oh, man. I have an itchy scrote. Anyway.
Tell me about it.
You might want to get... Pete for the win.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Only Pete can judge me.
And the Lord spoke thus. Tell me about it.
I've been scratching mine all day.
Yeah, me too.
So you got to shave them shits, dude.
You know what I've learned? Put some deodorant on them.
Never.
I'm a big fan of baby powder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's where I'm with you. Any talcum powder product on your nuts is a good thing.
Oh, dude, it feels so great, especially in the summer.
Yeah.
Talcum
yeah.
in the middle. Yeah.
A+.
Fucking great. That's awesome right there, dude.
I actually went back and watched the entire series about
I know. I heard you telling
height.
Somebody at work about
that.
Yes. Jess was like, I actually really want to take a break, guys. Why do you want to take a break, Jess? I really want to watch Malcolm in the Middle.
I'm pretty obsessed. I'm in season 6. Reese just got back from the army. It's pretty huge. You know.
It's a good show. I never watched it.
It is
like,
a good
religiously.
Show.
Yeah. I mean, you know, to each their own, but like the way it ends is kind of crazy, you know what I mean? Because it's like it ends with the fucking song "Better Days" and shit, which is how the first episode ended. It's so good.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of talcum in the middle, yeah, we were talking about balls, and let's get back to the NWO.
They ended up being when they split the NWO.
That's fucking true. Jesus Christ,
it was balls. It was terrible.
It was Balls Mahoney, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace.
But
all my friends are dead.
Dude, fucking, we're gonna have to do another trigger warning.
Dude, you know what's funny? You know what's really gonna be funny though is like we make that joke now, but you know when fucking Sabu dies, I'm gonna be like, don't fucking make jokes, dude.
It was funny before, but now it's not because
like my favorite
like
guy died,
and like I have one of his T-shirts, and like I wear a lot, and because I wear it, you can't make fun of me. Because I really like him, and I'm going to miss him a lot, and that's just, can we please not talk about it?
I mean,
I want to raid his medicine cabinet when he dies.
Whose medicine cabinet don't you want to raid when they die?
When they die. Back in the day, that shit was, people are alive and kicking, dude.
Jordan's wanted in 6 states for following Aerosmith around and stealing Steven Tyler's scarves.
Scarves?
What?
What?
He has hidden pouches in the scarves on his microphone. Right?
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
the hidden pouches always have drugs in them.
Yeah, but Steven Tyler I don't think I'd get along with Steven Tyler because I look at that guy and I was like, we don't have the same taste in
drugs. He actually looks like my nuts on a hot summer day. That's what Steven Tyler looks like.
You're just droopy.
Yeah, exactly. Droopy, and then like when you pull it back, it looks just like
do you put a scarf around your balls?
All the time. Speaking of scarves on the balls. Well, that was fucking weird. Anyway.
We almost just lost a portion of the... Well, we didn't almost lose it. We just thought we may have lost a portion of the episode.
We literally are... We got fucking scared.
Pete, I feel like it was more like Pete, like, I am so fucking done. I want another 3-month break right now.
Yeah. That was
I was just fucking with you guys all the time.
Dude, April Fool's.
Dude, you should have seen... I mean, I'm sure my face looked the same when me and Jess looked at each other like... No.
Yeah.
Like we're like some fucking golden gods or something.
We're not.
Fair enough.
I'm a Buddha.
I'm drinking a golden beverage from Canada.
Canada?
Yeah. I drink Labatt, but I prefer Molson.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's okay because they both taste the same kind of.
No, not even a little bit.
Yeah, that's you can't have that tone with me. You're
that's like that's like that's like you telling me that like black licorice and red licorice taste the same.
That's not comparative at all.
It is.
That reminds me a lot of the fucking some friends of ours. We met these guys over the break.
The Canada homies?
Yeah.
The two fucking
cool dudes from Canada. They run a podcast called Northern Fights.
Yeah. The one one's name was Jason. You hit it off with the other dude. I can't remember.
I think it was Douglas.
Oh yeah, Jason and Douglas.
Yeah, they're good guys.
Those are the whitest names ever.
We tried to call him Doug, and he's just not having it. No, like, call me Douglas.
Was he like? My name is Douglas. I ain't no casual square.
Well, the weirdest thing was his name was Douglas Frederick, but he was white. Yeah. He wasn't Frederick Douglas.
And I'm just like, can't we call you, Doug Fred?
Doug.
And he's just like, no, what are you, stupid or something?
name's Douglas.
Doug Fred is an awesome Canadian name.
he literally, this is what he told me. I go, can we just call you Doug Fred? And he's like, you sound stupid when you say it like that. Forgive my language.
No, the Canada homies are cool.
Yeah, They're cool. One of these days we should get them on the show.
Oh, for sure.
Do they live in the Cleveland area?
No.
They're Canada.
They're
dude.
Canada. They both come from two different parts, but they relocated to like
Manitoba.
No. They were telling us they fucking live in what's right across the border from Detroit now. They're close to the
Windsor.
States. Windsor. Yeah, they're Windsor proper now, but they both come from. Homeboy was from Calgary.
Yeah, and then Doug's from Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, you idiot.
Yeah, so one of these days we should get them on the show sometime.
No, absolutely, that'd be fun to do.
But yeah, man. I don't know if you can get their podcast in America.
Didn't they tell us they were like recording it on like an 8-track?
Yeah, I think so.
It's like all we have in Canada.
they're only slightly more technologically advanced than Philly.
But they have better beer than Philly.
Yeah. Oh man, that's another person we need to hear from, a fucking Philly fan.
Yes, we do.
We haven't been in contact with him the entire 3 months.
Well, I mean, he doesn't have a cell phone, so yeah, he always calls us from that payphone.
Yeah, the payphone outside the fucking football field. But yeah, dude, fuck.
So tell me more about these no white otters.
No white otters.
No white otters. That's why Hogan ended up quitting the NWO, because it stood for no
what?
White.
No white otters.
The no white order.
Which is funny, because if you think about what I said before, Virgil ended up fucking joining the NWO while it was in Hogan's control.
It's in Hogan's control, and he's just like, they're like, what does NWO mean? He's like, needs whites, obviously.
That's a clever one.
I'm so punny. Oh, man. This is going to be like Heil Hulkster part two at this point.
Yeah, I guess. Just fuck Hulk. Because
we had Tommy's challenge.
It's good stuff, dude.
I'm looking at Ty cuddling Brutus right now, and Brutus wants nothing to do with it.
Dude, it's because Brutus is just, he's a lone wolf.
Exactly.
But he's a cat.
He's a one-man wolf pack.
Dude. I mean, I don't think people really want to sit, like, who rehash everything the NWO ever did. But it's like, you know, we talked about, like, a lot of the good shit. Once they started bringing, like, everybody fucking into it, it started to suck.
And then they had to split it. Because, then it became everybody's in the NWO. Who does the NWO have to battle with? Oh, yeah, we could do it against themselves.
Even took it as, like, and this is WCW's fault. This isn't, you know, whatever. But then they did the LWO, which is actually a good faction. Like, the LWO, because, like, you had Guerrero, La Parca. Yeah. Like, you had all those fucking amazing dudes. But, like, why did it have to be the LWO, the Luchador World Order? Like, why couldn't they come up with something way better and, like, battle the NWO?
Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, you know, there's a whole different... And that was crazy.
We're gonna do an LWO episode.
Yes,
I'm gonna wear only my top button on my button down shirt.
We end this episode with a teaser where it's like, this next one's gonna be muy caliente.
Viva la raza,
dude.
You remember Conan's fucking like, orale, arriba la raza. That shit was all. I was a huge fan of Conan back in the day.
Conan the Librarian. Anyway.
That's a good UHF fucking plug right there.
I think everything should be a good UHF plug.
It was funny. This girl, I was talking to this girl the other day, my friend Meg, and she said we were hanging out the other night or whatever, and she texted me, and she was like, yeah, I'll pick you up from work or whatever, and I was like, all right, this is when I get out, and she sent me a picture of Coolio, and it was like the cover of his record, like the Bad Hair Day record, but like Coolio's version of it.
Yeah.
And so I just found the Weird Al Bad Hair Day picture and sent that back to her.
He was like, no, this is the real music.
Yeah, this is the real ish. This is the real, the trill shit, you know?
The new weird order?
The new weird, yeah. I don't know.
The new weird Yank Govic.
Wank Govic. See, that sounds Canadian. Wank Govic,
eh?
I'm from Jovik, Manitoba.
It's a little province. Only about 300 people.
It's a small town.
Yeah. But yeah, and then, you know, I mean, we could talk about this. What do you think the worst moment of the NWO is?
The worst moment? My worst moment with the NWO, shit.
Every single time Jordan does this, we need to start putting in the fucking Jeopardy music.
I don't even know. Dude, you split it up and like, okay, is it the WC? I don't know. Like, the whole fucking, fuck Buff Bagwell. Like, fuck Buff Bagwell. Like, that is like one of the worst things for the NWO for me. It's like,
yeah.
He just, I don't know, fuck Buff Bagwell. That's the worst part of the NWO for me.
Okay, you want to know what my worst part is?
What's that?
Everything after WrestleMania 18 when they finally joined WWE.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, is like you kind of got to split into two different things. Because like, you know, when you and me were talking about it, it's like the NWO, when they came into WWE, I was on board.
Everybody was.
Yeah.
And then they just, with most things, fucked it up.
Well, the moment that, you know, when you have The Rock and fucking Hogan go, you know, one of the main events at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Like,
which is not a good match, it's just legendary.
No, it's just legendary. That's exactly what it is. It's fucking electric. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't know. It's, like, it's shitty because they had the NWO turn on Hogan at that fucking moment, which I thought was really poor.
Yeah.
Really poor.
Yeah.
And that was that's the same WrestleMania that Austin and Hall had, like, an unsung match, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because, like, those two in the ring together is fucking gold way you slice it.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100% there.
Like, the stunner that fucking Scott Hall took, it's brilliant. It's, like, on par with The Rock's fucking taking a stunner.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. The Rock's stunner, the only reason that it's good is because it's so over the top the way he sells it.
Yeah.
He fucking, like, rolls over on his head and then leaps himself up. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this could be a fun one. If we were to book a next generation of the NWO,
yeah,
who would be the starting three?
The starting three, like, nowadays, okay.
Starting with the same thing, with one of them comes in, and then another one comes in, they become the outsiders. And then
it's hard to do that because there's only one company now.
Well, yeah.
I'll tell you. You know what? I got it. I know who I'd want to be: Dean Ambrose, CM Punk, and gotta go John Cena. Just
because it matches the popularity. And
yeah.
Cena's really the only guy that's been a good guy his entire time.
Who could play the Hogan role?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, pretty much it's obvious that it would be Cena.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For the Hogan role. I'm going to go a different direction. I would want not Dean Ambrose, just because I think he's, you know, I think he'd be better just as a flat out face.
Yeah.
I would go, and this is going to sound weird to you, but I would go Finn Balor.
Okay.
And this is going to be strange because we shit on the dude a lot, but I would say Ryback. Because you had the smaller guy with Scott Hall, and then you had the bigger guy with Kevin Nash.
Right.
Where you don't really have that tall guy anymore. Right. You know what I mean? I mean, you got Gallows, but they could do a Bullet Club thing.
Cass.
That's true. Big Cass. But I want that raw power. You know what I mean? And I think Ryback, the way that he's been showing himself lately, and the dude's gotten much better of a worker.
Speaking of which, you know they're pulling him from TV, right? He's in a contract. The dude's finally winning some people over, like you and me, and they're pulling him from TV because he's in a contract dispute.
That's fucking stupid.
Yep.
But anyway, Finn Balor, Ryback, and Cena.
And Cena,
right? Okay. Because
can I retract one of mine?
Okay.
I'd like to retract Ambrose because I do agree with you. People like him way too much right now. Yeah. Not him, but I feel either Xavier Woods or Kofi Kingston could play an NWO role nowadays really fucking well.
I just thought of something. I hope people don't think I'm racist because I chose three white guys.
No, I did. I mean, I did too initially, but I'm just saying, like, now that I think about it, and it's nothing against Big E either, because Big E's fucking, now at this point, he's arguably my favorite member. But I do think Kofi Kingston, but like, Xavier Woods plays a heel character, so he plays that foil so fucking well.
Well, and that was the thing, you know, if you go back to Payback, just the way that they were sitting at the side of the ring.
That was brilliant.
You know what I mean? Like, and just Xavier Woods is the main instigator. Kofi doesn't do much. You know what I mean? And I'm not dumping on Kofi. Kofi's got a long...
He's their in-ring guy.
Well, yeah, he's been in it a long time. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's been doing WWE...
10 years?
Long fucking time. Years? So it's you know, he's doesn't need to stand out because people know who the fuck he is.
Yeah.
However, Xavier Woods is fresh into the company. He's only been there for, what, two, three years?
He's great, dude. He's great.
Yeah, I know he's great. And but that's the thing. You have to be great.
You know who else would be good in a new NWO? Hmm. Baron Corbin.
Yes, yes, he would be a good next generation of Nash.
Actually, if you think about it, like NXT guys, and I'm not shitting on Finn Balor by any means, but if you think about, all right, Enzo Cass and fucking Baron Corbin as like a new NWO,
that would be cool.
That's fucking cool right there.
Yeah, like an NXT version of the NWO.
Yeah,
NXT NWO. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
But you don't want to call it the NWO. Though.
No, we want to do something different with
it. But I'm saying, like, something in that style where it just takes over.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Because, like, and that's the thing. If they were to do something like that, what would be cool is now that we have the rumblings of the Bullet Club type of thing starting,
do a
you know, back and forth like that, you wouldn't have to break anybody up. You know what I mean? You could have as many people join the NXT NWO as you fucking want to.
Agreed.
And they still have people to fight. You know what I mean?
I do think, though, CM Punk coming into him and Cena to get that would, I mean, it would never happen.
Yeah.
But, like, that's a cool thought, in my opinion.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Because then down the road, then you have that power struggle.
Yeah.
You know, between those two. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
That would be fucking cool.
Yeah.
Man. So in the summation, if you don't like the NWO...
Fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much. We only have one word to describe you, and it's spelled...
S-A-W-F-T.
Soft. I'm sorry, I had to do that.
Yeah, no, dude.
I hope that he's okay. He had a really bad concussion.
Dude. Holy shit, Pete. We got to show that to you, dude. Like, that guy we were telling you about outside, like, the one you think's, like, a chotch.
Yeah.
Like, dude, Sunday night.
Bad bump, dude.
So he was getting thrown out of the ring pretty normally, but his head hit the ropes. And it bounced off the rope and smacked the fucking mat. And he, like, dude, you literally just see the light go out of his eyes. Yeah. Like, it's just
well,
like.
I've been trying to tell you guys that wrestling is real.
Pete has been telling us this for months.
Guys just are not listening.
Pete has adopted the Mr. Anderson motto of pro wrestling's real, people are fake.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa, that's badass.
Yeah.
Oh man, but yeah. So definitely, if you like our discussion of the NWO, if you want to throw your two cents in, guess what? There's a comment section below this episode. Go ahead and look down. Yeah, it's right there. Yeah.
And I know we kind of went off to like, but this
but another, that's our show.
Another thing is that's like something I wanted to say is like, you know, we're coming back like tonight, you know, and like people are gonna hear this within a couple days, like. We're doing something. We're not changing the show.
Yeah.
We're just doing something new. And like we're gonna make it more of like an entertainment fucking always gonna be about wrestling.
Yeah, and it's not gonna stop being analytical. We are gonna analyze the shit out of certain things.
This just happened to be one of those episodes where it was more or less we were looking forward to this. We were in the joking mood.
We
didn't want to make everybody fucking cry about Daniel Bryan we both did.
Yeah, and like that's the thing, like, you know. Like, I know we made some jokes that might have offended you, but grow up, you big baby. Anyway, but yeah, like I was saying, you know, if you agree with us or if you fucking hate us, there's a comment section. Let us know what you think. We'll read it out on the show.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, and speaking of that, this is an ad about our social network. What's up, guys? Hey, look,
Wait, what's your name, dude?
My name is Jackknife Jess Smith.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. You're Jackknife Jess Smith?
Yeah.
What are you at?
Well, I'm at Jackknife J Smith on Twitter. What are you at?
I'm at El Hordano Diablo, all one word.
Oh, yeah? I'm also at Jackknife Jess Smith, all one word, on Instagram
as
well.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
It's weird because I'm at El Hordano Diablo on Instagram as well.
You know what? I think we should get together. We should make a Facebook page.
Dude, we should start a podcast.
Dude, let's do that. But first, let's make a Facebook page. Facebook.com/TheFatitudeEra. Welcome back to the Fatitude Era. For the first time, Jordan's drinking during the podcast because he doesn't have to worry about getting home.
No,
thanks, Uber.
No, he does not.
No, but
and he's got beer at home too, and
yeah.
More beer to drink here with Ty.
But yeah, as you heard from the ad, you know, be sure to add us on social media. You know, because a lot of people were asking me what's the deal with the Fatitude Era. What, you know, what's going on? And I'm just like, do you not fucking follow our page at all? So. You know, just make sure if you want current updates on the show, follow our Twitter or Facebook, SoundCloud, everything like that. And if you're on Apple, follow us on fucking iTunes.
I don't really get on Twitter anymore, but like you can find me at like anything. If you type in El Hordano Diablo,
yeah,
I'm coming. Like it's come, like Google. It's kind of funny, dude. It actually it brings up my Facebook, my Twitter, and my fucking Instagram. I'm like, right on, dude. It's all one word, El Hordano Diablo.
Yeah.
Not with an H, with a J, a soft J, a Spanish J, if you will.
Soft J.
A soft jerk.
An S-A-W-F-T J.
Yeah, right.
No, but yeah, so fucking.
Well, we have a friend in the studio,
special guest.
I'm not the fourth member of this pod. Well, I guess
he's
not,
usually
not
on the couch.
There's
as we
five.
Record.
Well, there's five members of this podcast.
Yeah.
There's Pete. There's Ty. There's Brutus, there's me, and there's you.
Yeah.
Those are the five members of this podcast.
At least the five main members.
Five main. We obviously.
Yeah, we have our guests like Ty the Gatherer.
Ty the Gatherer.
You know, even Steven Stevens.
Even Steven Stevens.
Yes. The Philly fan.
Philly fan.
And now Tommy.
Yeah, for sure.
Welcome to the show, Tommy. Yeah. Good to see you. Also, if we're doing shout outs, Toby Vapes.
Toby Vapes, AKA Toby Matches. he better fucking listen to this because I, all right. So like when I came into like where we work now, you know, I was like, I'm not making friends, dude. I'm not trying to be that douchebag, but I was like, I'm not here to make fucking friends.
Yeah.
I made a friend. Like I really like him. He's fucking 19 years old and the kid makes me laugh my ass off.
Yeah.
He's fun. He's Parmacore for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
But I love him.
Is he a PRB?
Oh, he's a PRB for sure. And Toby, that stands for Parma Rat Baby.
Yeah. But, and also, our dude Raheem, he's
Raheem.
Guy.
What's up?
Yeah, we just want to say what's up.
What's
Raheem.
Up, Raheem?
Yeah, he'll get that.
Oh, and we will absolutely. I would love to have Toby on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's ever watched wrestling, really.
Yeah.
But like, I want to have Toby on the show, and I want to have fucking Raheem on the show because Raheem is one of the naturally most funniest fucking people I've ever met in my life.
And he's black, so that'll give us the black.
Yeah,
code.
It gives us that black thing.
Yeah, we get diversity.
We get that big black dick.
You guys are fucking miserable.
We're awesome.
We'll get a sponsorship from the NAACP.
Al Sharpton. But no, I mean, sorry. So we're talking about our friends. We have Ty here.
Yeah, Ty. And it's not Ty the Gatherer. There's
no, it's
two
it's,
different
it's,
people.
It's Ty. Ty, why don't you grab that chair and just come over and sit next to me while we do this last little segment?
Yeah.
This is kind of going to be a bullshit segment. Like, this is a preview for the next episode. It's kind of like a thing that we're doing.
Well, I mean, it's not really a preview
not
for the
a preview.
Episode. It's just sort of a cool down from this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll try to make it as funny as we can.
I'm glad I can get a microphone in my own house.
Yeah.
You guys are dicks.
No, well, your band recorded here.
No, we didn't.
No?
No one knows about that.
No. All right, so Ty's band did not record here.
No, we're not Def Leppard.
Yeah.
No, we did not record.
Adam has two arms.
Yeah, he does. He's got three arms. Am I
oh,
right?
Shit, because he's got a Polish swinging dick.
No, it's...
Or no, is that Italian?
I don't know.
It's a kielbasa sausage.
It's just not important. It doesn't matter.
Adam's dick is not important.
All right.
I beg to differ because Adam does 99% of the artwork for our fucking podcast, so Adam's important.
All right,
be fair though. How long have you been playing fucking music with Adam?
10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Like, that's a relationship.
That's a, that's a, that's like, I don't know how I don't have a ring on this finger.
What's crazy, though, is Ty's actually been on the show. It's just like, you know, like, if you ever listen past the last theme music by World's Scariest Police Chases, sometimes he'll have a little song at the end of it.
Yeah.
Like, if you remember the thank you song where we said thank you for listening this week and everything like
the
that.
The outtake song is my personal favorite.
Yeah, these are the outtakes.
Yeah. Really came from the heart.
Yeah.
On that
from
one.
His heart on. Yeah.
No, yeah.
I came on your heart.
I came. I just, this young lady had approached me at the bar and we had, you know, really connected.
Yeah.
And it was really nice. And I went home with her and she was like, I really want you to come on my heart.
And he took off his pants and said, these are the outtakes.
And that's how that song was written.
Yeah. And like, that is my...
That night.
That is my O sound. And I just sing...
Outtakes!
It's out of key. Outtakes.
Yeah, but yeah.
God is loud in our ears again.
My favorite part was, my favorite one that Ty did was the thank you song where he just randomly goes, fuck you, Adam, your artwork really sucks and you're the worst.
He is the worst.
Dude, you guys need to back the fuck up off Adam.
I know.
No, Adam left. Right?
Yeah, Adam was, yeah. All
right. We show up, right? We show up at the fucking studio, and the dude is outside, and I see him.
We didn't know he was going
to
be here.
Yeah, I gave him a big fucking hug. I'm like, good to see you, dude. And I'm hoping, like, this dude would cut his own ad. You know what I mean? Be like, hey, bitches, I drew these fuckers that you're seeing on this SoundCloud
page.
These
fat pieces of shit.
Yeah.
But no, he just fucking takes off. Yeah. And then Ty comes in and drops beer all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just fucking crazy.
You'll hear it. All right, no, go ahead, Ty, and then Pete. We have to cue because
Ty doesn't have headphones.
Ty doesn't have headphones, so we'll cue. We'll let Pete go first.
Remind me to get you another Amazon gift card.
All right, Pete, say what you were gonna say.
I was gonna say it was a swimming start to the Come On My Back show.
All right, Ty, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much a regular Tuesday night over here.
At Thailand.
At Casa de Thailand, the manor of Brutus. And, you know, Adam comes over, they bring Oliver over, we're hanging out. Then next thing I know, two fat motherfuckers just stroll up the driveway like, hey, we're recording the podcast tonight.
Was that before me and Jess got here?
That was before you guys got here. That was my neighbor with his ignorant ass dogs and shit. Just like, hey, oh, I was like, you're recording a podcast too? And he's like, no, you're recording a podcast. So I was like, no, I'm playing NHL 15 because I'm gangster as fuck. I don't got 16 yet because that shit's expensive. It's still like $60.
I'll buy 16 when 17 comes.
Exactly.
Hey, Jordan. Exactly. Plus, Jordan, can you remind Ty that this is also a trap house?
Pete says, don't remind you, this is also a trap house.
Yeah, I was making crack. Before you guys showed up, and I was throwing out beats. Because the fuzz is usually fat. And I noticed there was a...
Two mustachioed gentlemen.
Yeah, I was like, they don't got donuts. All right, we're good.
We'll bring donuts.
Hey. You know, I need a Boston cream.
A Kriller?
A Kriller?
A Kriller? A bear claw if you got them.
A bear?
It's a bear claw.
Bear claws are the shit, dude. Like, I'm not even high right now, but bear claws are always the shit.
Dude, yeah, you want to know bear claws rule.
I'm not, because normally I hate, you know how much I love Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Me and Ty have had this conversation.
The best fast food coffee
easily,
you can get.
Without a
doubt. Fuck you, Starbucks.
And fuck you, Tim Hortons.
Yeah. No, actually,
Tim Hortons is awesome.
It's awesome. Tim Hortons is pretty awesome.
No, but like, I get, like, when me and him go to Dunkin' Donuts before work every day, I get a maple frosted coffee roll. And I decided today, maple frost, it's Canadian cum.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Here comes the maple frost day. Oh, no. Bethany, I love you. The maple frost is coming.
We just lost our Canadian audience.
Do we?
Go Leafs!
Go Leafs. Go Flames.
Jesus fucking
Christ. Oh, shit.
Daniel Alfredson!
Dude,
that's
this
a
can,
that's a hockey player.
Yeah. This wrestling podcast just turned into a hockey
podcast. Turned into a hockey podcast.
Now,
yeah, Gretzky.
I'm really glad that you guys have come to
Casa de
on your heart.
Our Brutus's house to ruin my Tuesday nights yet again.
Yep. No problem.
And just make me sit in silence on the couch uninvolved.
Yeah.
Playing hockey.
As he's speaking into the mic on our podcast right now.
Doing what I would probably normally be doing.
Anyway.
No.
Just instead, usually I would be listening to my ELO records.
Yeah.
I have to listen to you fat idiots talk about how John Cena should turn heel.
See, but at least Ty picks up on it. He knows. You know,
Pete's like, who's John Cena?
This is all real.
Yeah, I get it. Hulk Hogan's an asshole. Go home. Hulk, go home. Go Hogan.
Go
Hog.
Yeah. Go full fucking
that's,
Hogan.
That sounds like a Canadian. Go Hog.
Go Hog. This,
yeah,
know,
take was, off.
Yeah, hey.
But no, as we were, we were talking about music. You're a musician. I showed you guys. Check out the song I Didn't Even Have Time to Think by Math, the band. Professional wrestling in the fucking video, dude.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's a banger.
It's a good video. It's a great song.
This episode really got off track.
Oh, dude, I'm having fun right now. This is great. I'm getting drunk with Ty.
We're gonna be putting up an episode the length of Schindler's List. And literally 3.5 hours and an hour and a half.
Get out of Germany, eh?
You two are just gonna be like talking about like fucking. I love beer, right?
Yeah, dude, Labatt Blue. It's like the can's blue and like the beer's. Golden.
It's golden.
Like,
and that was Ty's beer review for the week.
You can't get Molson Canadian, and if they don't have Canadian, get Labatt Blue, and if they don't have Labatt Blue, just get like PBR or some shit.
No,
because like I think that shit actually makes a difference. So
dude, fuck you. Molson Canadian is the greatest. I don't even drink Triple X anymore, bro.
Triple X is for
because you mopped
them,
you fucking there. Cleared house when it came to Ohio.
Yeah, you said I cleared house with Triple X when it came to Ohio.
Yeah.
It's almost like fucking Jordan's translating for Ty, like Pete speaking another language.
Yeah, I really wish.
This is what he said.
Well, I know, dude. I'm fucking. I'm what's his name? Alan Rickman in fucking Dogma. Mm. I'm God's voice right now. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm just gonna convolute everything he says. Like, I really wish Ty would move out.
Yeah. He does think that.
I do think that.
Yeah, dude.
Ty, Pete's telling me right now. I'm like a psychic.
Yeah,
now.
You're like touching.
He's telling me. He was really disturbed when your fleshlight came in the mail. What do you have to say about that?
I wasn't disturbed. I used the fucking thing.
He says he wasn't disturbed. He used it.
You used it? Wait, are you telling me
that our dick was in the same place?
Your dick was in the same place. I feel like I'm clairvoyant right now. Yeah.
So, we're plastic Eskimo bros?
We're fake Eskimo brothers.
I like plastic. Plasta Eskimo Bros.
Plastimo Bros.
Yes, there we go. Right on.
So
we're gonna start a new podcast. It's gonna be called Plasmo Bros.
It's gonna be called Ty and Jordan get drunk.
No,
and Jess
no,
and
it's gonna be you and Jess behind the control board, not knowing what the fuck you're doing, and Pete and I sitting out here. Being like,
dude, so like the other day at work, this guy was like, work.
We'll
sucks.
Call it roommates.
Yeah, just roomies. Roomies the podcast.
Roomies the podcast.
I'd be like, dude, I was really upset that you didn't do your dishes after dinner the other day.
That's the climax of the episode.
Dude, that's the climax. Yeah. It's like, dude, you're kind of like, I know it's just you, me, and Brutus, but you're kind of like the pariah of this house.
I'm the pariah. You're the one leaving fucking celery straws everywhere.
Pete on his fucking diets and shit. Trying to live healthy.
Pete acts like he needs to lose weight. He's like 6'7", a huge dick, in good shape. Like it's all
what does
good.
That have to do with anything?
It has to do with everything, Pete.
He's like
a huge dick.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oh yeah. Big time. That changes your life.
Very big dick.
Very big dick.
All right,
we're totally off the rails.
Yeah, we are. I don't care.
This is fun.
How long have we been doing this?
It's fun, but it's also, you know.
Yeah, we could wrap it up, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, so well, all right, Jess. I mean, Ty, you stick around here for a second. What do we got?
Ty, stay in your own home.
No, I meant stick around in the chair that he's. You don't know what's going on out here, Pete. You may be God, but I'm the clairvoyant one. So fuck off.
I think you've had too many Labatt Blues there, buddy.
No. Nope, only 5 or 6
in a row, back to
back. I only shotgunned like 5 or 6.
I only shotgunned 4 of them.
Mm. Okay, so
well, me and Ty are killing this.
Okay, this is what you can expect on the next episode of the Fatitude Era. Number one, we're bringing Fatty Flicks back.
We're gonna
be doing an all WWE Network special. We're gonna be talking about the Edge and Christian show that totally reeks of awesomeness,
and it does totally and fucking reek of awesomeness.
Motherfucker, stop giving spoilers. And Camp WWE.
I hated it.
Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it.
Okay, so in that way we'll have like 3 episodes to talk about.
Yeah.
We're also going to be doing a real Hordano's Lament this time.
Yeah. I'm coming back.
We're going to be
angry.
Get pissed, motherfucker.
We're going to be premiering interviews with drunks, which is going to be great.
Which you kind of get a preview of at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah, and I don't know if we're going to do that one or if we're just going to record Ty on our phones after we're done with this. But
I farted and the mic didn't pick it up.
It was silent but deadly.
Anyway, it was silent but deadly.
See, it does smell pretty bad.
I hate you. Why are you farting by me, man?
But yeah, anyway, interviews with drunks, and you can look forward to that. And not only that, but Ty is going to be doing a cover of When Doves Cry in honor of Prince.
By the way, I got sad about that shit, man. Like, it sucked. It sucked when Lemmy died, but we all kind of expected it. Sucked when Bowie died, but like Prince is the one that kind of hit me.
Yeah,
like,
that was a rough one.
But you know what? I was actually in a store the other day, and someone was talking shit about Prince, and I was gonna buy something from that store, but the person was behind the counter. I looked at them, and in the words of the immortal Jim Cornette, I said,
"Thank you, fuck you, bye."
We're going to be doing a brand new type of top 10 list. It's going to be music oriented, and it's going to be fucking great, dude. Like, what it is we decided that it was time to have the top 10 change. What the fuck was that?
I hope the mic picked that up, dude.
Yeah, it did. All
a fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin this shit.
All right, we're going to throw that in the outtakes. So I'm going to try that again.
You're rolling.
Rolling. Oh, shit.
Rolling, rolling.
Rolling.
Keep those prices rolling. Roll back.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep that podcast rolling.
I went to get a physical the other day, and of course they gave me the old, right? And
what does that mean?
That's the old finger in the bum hole. And let me tell you. Tried to get farther, so they blew some air up there. When they pulled it out, it was rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep that colon flowing, rawhide.
All over the doctor.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so fucking happy.
Yeah, me too. This is cool.
We're back, baby.
Oh, we're back with a vengeance.
We're back. Baby got back.
All right.
To podcast.
I'm getting buzzed. It's nice.
Baby got buzzed.
Dono got buzzed. Never happened before. I've never drank, Ty.
Did I tell you guys I've been writing poetry lately?
Let's hear some haiku.
You want to hear? Okay, hang on.
Oh, dude, this is... Here we go. We're rolling, right, Pete?
Yep.
Okay. Get ready for fucking Jess's new fucking stand-up gimmick.
not a gimmick.
Oh, it's a gimmick. It is a 100% a gimmick.
All right, this is a poem from my book. It's called Poetry is for Losers, a poetry book by Jeff Smith. It's pretty.
You should change it. You should change it to Poems Are for Losers.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Let me find a good one. All right, this one's called Unsure. It's a poem about coital confusion. Uncertain, puzzled, conflicted, confused. In this exact moment, I know not what to do. Do I request assistance or take a wild guess and pray that pure luck will handle the rest? I swallow my pride and I ask her this. Where exactly is your clitoris?
That's clever.
Is it, Pete?
I like that. That's funny.
What's another one? This one's a poem from my mother. Roses are red, violets are blue. You're a disappointment. Stop stealing your father's painkillers. Random thoughts. Old people smell weird because of their bodies being past their sell-by date. I think if the devil were real, his motto would be my way or the Yahweh.
That's good. You didn't show me that one. That's clever.
If you're a diehard fantasy football player, it's most likely that any pussy you get is fantasy as well.
Well, that's not true.
Not true at all. Few things are sadder than a 50-year-old man wearing his high school Letterman's jacket.
That is true.
That's not it. That's the truth.
That is true.
Okay, this one, this next
Uncle
one.
Rico.
How much you want to bet I could throw a football over the mountains?
Back in my day, so football across those mountains.
This one's called The Man in the Cloud. It was written about a guy we work with. It's pretty heartfelt. A fog covers the area. The man walks through it. He appears out of the cloudy abyss, and he says, yeah, I vape, bro. What a fucking tool.
Oh, dude. Did you guys see that there's such a thing as vape competitions now?
Really?
Oh, yeah, the competitive vaping.
Competitive vaping.
Okay, what's another good one? This one's called 9/11. This poem.
Trigger warning.
This poem is not about 9/11, but you thought it was, and you're only listening because it was called 9/11. You sick, morbid fuck.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Hold on, one last one.
Oh. Your encore?
Yeah, exactly.
That's enough. Ty, you grab me another beer? Yeah. Grab yourself one.
Grab yourself one, eh? I wrote this one because The Masters was on TV.
It's called. Is that a show about slavery?
No. It's called Golf. If you fancy competition on Pebble Beach, you need a new hobby, you fucking weirdo.
I like golf.
I like golf, too.
Well, you're wrong.
I do, too. Dude, I used to play golf.
I've caddied for 13 years.
Well, that's gay.
Because I caddied for 13 years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
This one.
Back in the day when I was a caddy.
But caddying ruled, man.
This last one's just for
that arguments. Just sounds like exercise.
Yeah. Did you ever try it?
Nope.
I could tell.
This last one is just for our ears. It's called The First Time. The moment arrives. I've dreamt of it for years. But it was different then. All romantic with my current crush. But the moment comes, and soon so will I. I'm so nervous. It doesn't feel exactly right. I look at my partner in this carnal lust event, and I whisper, Dad, I don't think this is legal.
All right. So that's definitely outtakes for sure.
No, those are just for you guys.
No, that's. I mean, I'm sure Pete will throw something in there. But Pete, I'm gonna signal the new segment starting again.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
One, two. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Wrestling fables.
Just trying to play NHL 15 and drink a couple of beers by myself. But they are in my house. I fucking hate them, but they will entertain you. I guess if you like it, that's cool too.
The hard
I'm getting drunk tonight.
All right.